Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Wednesday, the 6th of October. October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. Only 1 out of 10 people who experience sudden cardiac arrest outside the hospital will survive. That's pretty scary. This is the third leading cause of death in the U.S. 1,000 people a day experience sudden cardiac arrest outside a hospital setting. For people experiencing this, quick response is critical for survival. Our next guest know this firsthand. At the height of the pandemic a year ago, Steve Ryan suffered cardiac arrest while playing golf with his daughter. She immediately jumped into action, performed CPR. That saved his life. Steve Ryan is on the line with us right now. Steve, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Tell us your story. This is an incredible story, and your daughter really did save your life, didn't she?
She did. So April of 2020, I was out on the golf course with Caitlin. I wasn't actually playing. I was just kind of helping her with her short game. And so I had a sudden cardiac arrest, which is basically when the heart stops beating and leads to a lack of blood flow to the body. I was one of the lucky ones. I woke up in the hospital 3 days after that, and the nurse asked me if I knew why I was there, and I didn't. She said, you were on the golf course with your daughter and you suffered a sudden cardiac arrest, and she started CPR and saved your life. So luckily she learned CPR in middle school, amazingly on a stuffed animal.
That's great. And she remembered it, and it made all the difference. Real quick, Steve, what's the difference between sudden cardiac arrest and a heart attack? They're not the same thing, are they?
They're not, and a lot of people confuse the two. So if you think of your heart as kind of like a home, you have a couple different systems there. You have an electrical system and you have a plumbing system. So a heart attack is an issue where you have blockage in your plumbing and the plumbing that leads to your heart, so it causes some heart issues there. Where a sudden cardiac arrest is a problem with the electrical system. Basically mine went into a really fast rhythm and basically went haywire, and then the heart shut down.
Did you have any symptoms? I mean, what did it feel like? Did you know something was wrong?
I really just kind of felt fatigued that day. It was, April is when we start getting a little bit warmer in Florida, and this was one of the real hot days, and did some yard work, and I was really tired, but Caitlin and I would go out to the golf course, after dinner, just because it was, COVID was kicking in, and I just wanted her to be out there when there's fewer people out there. So, we did a normal thing. Again, I felt fatigue, but you can have other signs of SCA, such as dizziness or a fast heartbeat, and obviously a loss of consciousness is a sign.
Well, Steve, how did this experience change your life?
I'm really thankful for each day. I kind of feel like I'm on bonus time, and, physically, one of the things now I have is an implantable defibrillator. It's known as an ICD. So that's implanted in my chest, just below my collarbone. And it's a small battery powered device that constantly monitors my heart. And if I go into a dangerous fast rhythm like I did before, this will send electrical impulses to the heart to get it back on track. So it's really a safety net that I'm just really thankful for.
Clearly, you want to let other people know about some of the risks and things like that. What are you doing to raise awareness about sudden cardiac arrest?
Yeah, so we really just wanted to educate the community about sudden cardiac arrest and early CPR. Caitlin was one of the fortunate people that learned CPR in middle school. And so she really wanted to kind of couple her her desire to get people to learn CPR and her love of golf together. So she started the Chip In for Sudden Cardiac Arrest charity golf tournament. So we raised $31,000 for the American Heart Association.
That's awesome.
And the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation. those both of those groups are real passionate about educating Americans on how to respond to cardiac events. So so we're thankful we got to do that. I know she was it was a lot of work, but you know, she's just trying to pass her knowledge along and help other people learn this life-saving skill.
Yeah, good for her. That's fantastic. Steve, what advice would you have for other people that have had some kind of cardiac episode and maybe are a little anxious about what comes next? Because it's got to be a scary thing to go through.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I just encourage everybody that's in that similar type situation to consult with their doctor and weigh out the options. For me, an ICD just provides a huge peace of mind. You know, I'm 51 years old now. My cardiac event happened when I was 49. So hopefully I have a lot more years. So this was a no-brainer for me to get this because it's, you know, it's hopefully going to help me live a nice long life.
Yeah, absolutely. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, so I encourage people to go to medtronic.com/sudden cardiac arrest. There's some great information about heart rhythm disorders and sudden cardiac arrest. So obviously get educated on that. And I would love to see everybody out there learn CPR. It's a life-saving skill that you never know when you'll have to use it.
Absolutely. You're never too old to learn something like that. Medtronic.com/sudden cardiac arrest. Steve, thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing your message with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.